Okay, so Greensboro, North Carolina is a long way from Cape Town, but the Greensboro-based hip-hop group Five, spelled P-H-I-V-E, paid tribute to Nelson Mandela today by releasing a new song. It's called Madiba.
So I sing a song, for Madiba,
Madiba,
my father.
It was written by the group's singer, Afika Mumalo, and yes, it took me a while to learn how to pronounce his name right.
My family's from there. Mom's side is from a small village called Nklelo. It's on the Eastern Cape. And then my dad's side's from Swaziland, and it's bordered on three sides by South Africa and on one side by Mozambique.
So your mother grew up during the apartheid system. What did she tell you about that world, about that experience, about that life growing up?
It's funny because my mom is one of the most, probably the sweetest woman and like most forgiving and least judgmental individuals that I know. And, you know, just hearing her stories about what she faced while she was there kind of paints her in a whole new light for me. Like she said, you know, one of the main reasons that she actually met my father was because she was working in a hospital, and she was a nurse tech there, and at a certain point, there was an uprising. Basically, a bunch of innocent youth were injured, gunned down by policemen, and, you know, some of the kids ended up in her hospital, in her station in Johannesburg, and she heard one of her coworkers, another nurse tech, mutter under her breath in Afrikaans. It was one of her European or white coworkers, and she muttered under her breath, let them die, like as in she didn't want to treat these innocent young kids protesting simply because they're black. Because of that, she kind of got fed up with everything and requested a transfer to Swaziland and Tlatikulu, where she met my father, where they worked together.
So, Afika, you and the guys in the band Five are relatively young. How old were you when Nelson Mandela walked out of prison in 1990?
In 1990, I was 4 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on in the world at that point. I was more interested in Dunkaroos and Ninja Turtles than anything else.
I mean, it's interesting because the song you guys do called Madiba, it's so warm and fuzzy. It kind of feels like you guys are meeting this great man for the first time.
It's funny that you say that because as soon as we got the song recorded, it was like all I wanted was for him to hear it. Like my ultimate dream in life is to be able to shake hands with this man and just let him hear the song and just present the song to him as a gift. And it is such a warm and fuzzy song. It's one of the only songs that I've ever written that's completely about somebody else. Like it's not really drawing from my own feelings. It's just dedicated to someone else. And I think there's something about it that makes me enjoy it a lot more.
You know, it strikes me since you grew up in Greensboro that, you know, they had their own form of apartheid. I mean, the 1960s sit-in at the Woolworths lunch counter, that and Rosa Parks were the instrumental first acts of the civil rights struggle.
Absolutely.
In this country. Do you ever feel that connection between where you live and South Africa?
To be honest, in South Africa, they are so fresh out of apartheid that they exist in this weird dichotomous relationship where on the one hand, I would compare it to the United States only a few years or just a decade and a half out of slavery, and the fact that, you know, the older generation is still getting used to people integrating and whatnot. But on the other hand, they have the most progressive constitution in the world that lays out rights for equality as far as gender, race, you know, sexual orientation. Like it's just this really, really progressive constitution. I just, as far as inspiration, where I go to see strong examples of what an active fight against oppression looks like, I see that much more so in South Africa.
Well, Afika, we'll leave listeners with more of your band's tune, Madiba, an homage to Nelson Mandela. The video's on our website, theworld.org, and the song is released today. Afika Mumalo with the North Carolina-based group Five speaking with us from... speaking with us
My
from
mom would be proud of that one.
From the studios of WUNC in Durham.
Thank you so much for having us.
Years and he fight a war. No one ask him what he fighting for. Freedom fighter, he will guide us. Love it can unite, yeah.
Thanks to station WUNC for their help with that interview. That's all from us today. Manan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman, and we are back tomorrow.
So I sing a song for my diva, my father, Mandela. So I sing a song for my diva.